You know a lot about golf.
Well, we're waiting.
Can you believe it's that time again already? It's time for us, Those Weekend Golf Guys. I'm John Ashton in the studio. He is Jeff Smith, and he is at the Landings Club, Skidaway Island in Georgia.
Beautiful Savannah, Georgia. This place is amazing. How about this one, John?
Okay.
One big club.
Yeah.
Takes up the whole island. Guess how many golf courses they got here, John?
I was six.
Six. You've heard me say this before. They have six. Unreal. They have six beautiful golf courses.
Are they all full size? Or they have a couple
all of
trees,
them,
executives?
All of them full size golf courses. That's right.
All right, cool.
They actually have greens that are full size, tee boxes that are full size.
Wow. No miniatures at all, huh?
They even have full size alligators down here, too.
Yeah, well, that is one of the fun things about playing down there.
It is.
The Gators.
I love the low country. Gator country.
That's it.
Yeah.
They are.
I think it's so much fun to sit there and think, okay, it looks like I need to go find my ball, but wait, maybe I better not.
That's right. Why is that log moving, Daddy?
Why does that guy have one hand? Because he thought golf balls were too expensive, and he decided to go get some more.
You ever put your ball retriever in and only retrieve half of it back out again? Yeah. And you know that you're fighting against Mother Nature in all of her resplendent glory. Man.
That's right.
But you got to put up with it. It's the beauty of nature. But sometimes nature is a little mean, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes.
But it's
you know,
what's the word I'm looking at? It's dramatic. I mean, when you actually, especially for people who don't live there full time, for, you know, snowbirds and people from the West Coast and stuff who come down and they hang out and suddenly it hits you. Cause I know when I first moved to South Carolina and, you know, the boy who grew up in New England. Okay. And you've seen all kinds of alligators in movies and TV shows and books. The first time you're actually standing on a golf course and there's nothing between you and that alligator but a couple of feet of marsh, you go, oh, boy.
You're like, check, please.
Can I go home now? We are going to be talking about a lot of cool stuff that Jeff is doing down there in Savannah, Georgia at the Landings Club. Some stuff that's actually going to make you better by this time tomorrow. Stick with us. We are Those Weekend Golf Guys. We're coming right back. Hi, this is John Ashton, and I am sitting here right now in the single most comfortable pair of pants I have ever owned. They are lounging pants, and I got them from Mack Weldon. Mack Weldon is a premium men's essentials brand. They believe in smart design. They believe in high-quality fabrics. From basics, from socks to shirts, underwear, hoodies, polos, shorts, whatever you need, Mack Weldon's got you not only covered, but they are going to cover you with their comfort guarantee. You get a pair of underpants from Mack Weldon, and you do not think they're the most comfortable ones you've ever had. Okay, well, tell them. They'll let you keep the underwear, and they'll still refund you 100%, no questions asked. You got to get some of this stuff, man. It'll be the go-to stuff in your closet every time. Trust me on this. I want you to take 20% off your first order, and you can do that very easily. Just go to MackWeldon.com/weekend and enter the promo code weekend. All right? MackWeldon.com/weekend. Promo code is weekend. Peruse the website. Buy some stuff. It's the most comfortable things you will ever wear. Get some. You deserve it. You know, if you want a good cigar, you go to a good cigar shop. You want the best cigar, you go to Famous Smoke Shop. So let Famous Smoke deliver your favorite cigars right to your doorstep at America's lowest prices. Now, Famous opened back in 1939, so that's 80 years experience in the cigar business. And they're putting that experience to work for you, making deals on the cigars that you love, from affordable everyday smokes to your favorite cigars for out on the course to high-end luxury cigars for your next special occasion. And here's an exclusive offer just for our listeners. You take $20 off your purchase of $100 or more when you use the promo code GOLF20. That's GOLF20. Go to famous-smoke.com/golfguys and click the activate button to apply the promo code. You can pick from more than 1,000 cigar brands. They're all fresh and ready to ship from Famous Smoke's climate-controlled 24,000-square-foot humidor. So check out with the promo code GOLF20. That's famous-smoke.com/golfguys. And it's us, those Weekend Golf Guys. I'm Sean Ashton. I'm in the studio. He's out in Savannah playing golf. Actually, he's not playing golf because he works too hard to do that. He's Jeff Smith.
Yeah.
He's the number one golf instructor from the state of Indiana, according to Golf Digest magazine, which is why everybody wants him. And he's in Savannah helping out at the Landings Club. What is it you're teaching, man?
You know, we're doing some classes, clinics, right? Mm-hmm. Working on some golf schools. And I've got a lot of individual players. A lot of good players are coming. You know, so I've got all the fun tools with me. I've got the force plates with me. I've got the pressure stuff. I've got the launch monitor with me. I've got the 3D motion capture stuff. I got all kinds of fun. And, you know, the good players are coming out of the woodwork and they're finding me and they're like, man, show me this thing. Show me why this is working for me. Why am I going to get better using this?
Can you explain a little bit about force plates, man? Because you keep talking about those, but I don't have the slightest freaking idea what that is.
Well, let me tell you. All right. So just think that you're standing on a platform, right? A mm-hmm. plate.
Right.
And what it's doing is I've got two individual plates. I've got one under the right foot, one under the left foot.
Okay.
And throughout the golf swing, as you move, I get to get a readout digitally, visually, graphically. I get a readout of how your body is moving and where you're applying the force from your body into the ground, into the plate.
Okay.
And my job is to figure out, because of what I see and how I see it, how can I take that information and make your body move harder, more aggressively, and produce more force? And you know what that means?
Hit the ball farther.
The golf ball farther.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of force are we talking about, right? A lot of guys, hey, there's two forces, right? There's how we put force into the ground and how we put force into the club.
Okay.
So we've got some fun to do, right? So there's some stuff that I get people to do, and we're watching people get faster club head speeds, changing the angles that they're swinging the club at from an angle down to up to one to more level or more down, depending on what it is that they need from an iron or a driver or a fairway wood. And we can make all that happen. And if we make it happen in the right time, the club head really speeds up. I had a good player today. And I did two things with him that he didn't really feel that things were very different. So it's like we didn't make some radical change in what he felt that he was doing. But what we did was we made his club head go about 5 miles an hour faster on a 6-iron.
Huh.
And then it went about 12 miles an hour faster on a driver. 1 mile an hour change equals about 3 yards of carry. I just gave him 12 more miles an hour, and he was already a low handicap good player.
So he's got 40 more yards of carry.
Right.
Woo.
So here's a guy who's 63 years old. He's 5'8", but he's very strong.
Mm-hmm.
His carry distance on his driver wasn't very good. Now, he is one of the single best players competitively, tournament-wise, in the state of Georgia, not just as a senior, as a player.
Wow.
He just happens to be 63 years old.
Right.
He hits it really solidly. He hits it really straight. I got him to carry distance. He started carrying it like 262. And you think for a 5'8", 63 year old dude, that's not so bad, right? Carry in the air, right?
That's
not
so bad. No, that's darn good, man.
Yeah, guess what we did with him? I did a couple little D's, those, and them's. Started off, boom, 275 carry. Boom, 278 carry. Boom, 282 carry. Boom, 289 carry.
Oh, jeez.
Boom, 290 carry. And he's looking at me. He's looking at the numbers. He's looking at this. He goes, I don't think I've ever hit a ball that hard.
And it was something that he really didn't notice he was doing harder.
That's right. He was swinging it faster because I got him to propel his body by using the right timing of the force that he was giving to the ground. It bounced back up through his body, right? Because when you push down, your leg kind of stands back up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like if you squatted and jumped, right? Or if you twisted and turned, you'd be pushing off your feet, right?
Right, yeah.
So I got him to do it the way that worked best for his golf swing, you know, the one that he was currently using. I just did something that didn't change what he was currently using in terms of the motion he was going through. I just applied more of the right kind of force at the right time that could help speed up his hands and arms. And all of a sudden, 290 carry in the air ball from a 5'8". He's a physical specimen.
Yeah, but still.
His calves are stronger than most of my leg. So this guy has seen the inside of a gymnasium frequently.
Recently.
Yeah, right? He has. I've seen the inside of a pizza parlor. He's seen the inside of a gym.
Hey, so, we all got to have our priorities, man.
Well, you know, he goes out and gets new belts because his are getting too big. Mm-hmm. I go out and get new belts. Well, yeah, let's not finish that.
I know. That's getting a little too much information here, buddy. We can move along now.
Right. But yeah, it's fun because we're doing different things to make people perform better.
But let's go back and revisit what you just said there, though, okay? Because I want to ask you a question. With the force plates, I understand that the force plates, now, do they give you basically feedback so that you will know where your most optimum placement for your feet would be, right? Basically.
And how you work both of them.
Okay.
And everybody's different. So some people, when they swing back and they twist their hips, some people wind up with more force on the front foot than they do the back. And if they do, I tell them to use that in a certain way.
Okay.
And if they turn, twist back on the backswing and they wind up with more force on the back foot, I tell them to do something a little bit differently.
Okay.
Than I did with the people with the pressure on the forward foot. So I get to see that because I've got these beautiful graphics on the screen on my tablet that these force plates are sending all this information to the software. And because it's doing that, I get to see it effectively combined with the golf swing. So I can say to you, hey, John, at this moment in your swing, I'm watching this happen. This is real. We've measured it. And it syncs up with the golf swing video. And we see the forces that they're using at that moment in the golf swing. And then I can say, okay, if we did this, like if we stood a little bit wider and we flared a foot a little bit differently than what you got it now, what would happen? And then we see the forces change. And it's amazing to me how many people get better so much faster. And they feel like they're like, well, that's something easy to do. I'm like, yeah.
It sounded simple.
You know, you don't have to. It
sounded almost too simple. You know,
yeah.
Kind of.
I try to make it sound too simple, right?
Yeah. Now, would it work for someone even if they saw the inside of a pizza parlor more often than they saw an inside of a gym?
Absolutely, because those are the 90% of the people that I work with.
Okay.
Everybody makes a golf swing.
Yeah.
And everybody could stand on these plates. And everybody could give me that information that I could then give back to them what they need to do to make themselves better right now without going, hey, here's 20 weeks worth of drills.
Yeah. No, right? Thank you.
Let's do 100 of these this week. No.
No.
That's not where we are.
No, I'm busy that week. Yeah.
Right. It's somewhat making sure that we load into the ground properly. So that we can unload and deliver more force in the golf swing without just trying to grunt and throw it harder.
Why if it's so easy, doesn't everybody do it?
Because a lot of people don't understand the technology that I have and that a lot of golf professionals have that are good at what they do. They don't understand. They just see a price tag and they go, no, that's too much. But I will go buy that new $400 driver. But well, I'm not going to go take that $100 golf lesson.
Right, right.
Because that makes me truly better.
Yeah.
But the interesting part about this, John, let's delve into this for like two more seconds.
Yeah, we only have about 3 seconds, so go.
How about all the great tour players are out there? Don't they all work with somebody?
They do.
The answer is yes, because it matters.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
Yes, and they need the tax deduction. We're going to be talking more. More things that Jeff can do for you or your local PGA pro can do for you or things that you should have done for you when we come right back. You want to get better? Hang out. We are those Weekend Golf Guys. Of course, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/golfguys. We would love it if you were to go there and like us. Every time you hit the course, you're looking for your best possible performance. You can't be too low energy. You can't be too high strung. You have to find the perfect sweet spot, the Goldilocks zone. Now, most golfers experience residual aches and pains from playing. You know, your elbow, your knee, your wrist. They may not be career ending, but these issues will and can affect your game. That's why WellCare Botanicals provides premium CBD products that can help with concentration. They can improve sleep and help you recover from aches and pains. It'll help improve your golf game. The ingredients list has no additives, no pesticides, no parabens. And once harvested, the hemp is processed by CO2 extraction that ensures zero residual solvents. Lose your first tee jitters and get on the level you deserve. Well-being starts with WellCare. Use code WEEKEND and get 20% off your first purchase. Visit us at wellcarebotanicals.com or call 888-211-2011. That's 888-211-2011 or visit wellcarebotanicals.com. Use code WEEKEND.
Stunning.
You don't have to hit a shot to fall in love with the Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. Our hotel and golf packages are the way to go. Add the casino and spas, and it's a road trip for the memory book. Safely get back to the game you love with one of the packages found online at FrenchLick.com. Legendary golf at French Lick Resort. A breath of fresh air.
Must be 21 to enter casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
You know, if you want a good cigar, you go to a good cigar shop. You want the best cigar, you go to Famous Smoke Shop. So let Famous Smoke deliver your favorite cigars right to your doorstep at America's lowest prices. Now, Famous opened back in 1939, so that's 80 years experience in the cigar business. And they're putting that experience to work for you, making deals on the cigars that you love, from affordable everyday smokes to your favorite cigars for out on the course to high-end luxury cigars for your next special occasion. And here's an exclusive offer just for our listeners. You take $20 off your purchase of $100 or more when you use the promo code GOLF20. That's GOLF20. Go to famous-smoke.com/golfguys and click the activate button to apply the promo code. You can pick from more than 1,000 cigar brands. They're all fresh and ready to ship from Famous Smoke's climate-controlled 24,000-square-foot humidor. So check out with the promo code GOLF20. That's famous-smoke.com/golfguys. And thanks for hanging and coming back. We are those Weekend Golf Guys. I am John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith. Real quick, just want to throw out to you there, if you are one of those guys who likes to light up a good cigar on the golf course...
I do.
We love you to go visit Famous Smoke Shop, famous-smoke.com/weekend, and you're going to find incomparable array of the best cigars in the world from all of the major name brands. Your favorites, guarantee they'll have them there. It's a 24,000-square-foot humidor they've got down there. If you want to buy a whole bunch, stock up. You use the code at checkout GOLF20. They're going to give you 20% off any order of $100 or more. So you want to do that. famous-smoke.com/weekend. Check them out. Okay.
Wow.
And
cool.
Yeah. And they got all kinds of nifty little things too, so you don't have to throw I hate it when those, you know, you can't tell if a goose has been there with a bad stomach problem or someone's just threw their cigar butt out. You know what I'm saying? Either way, I hate it. Don't throw them on the ground, all right? So you got
chastising people already.
when you get down to the Landings Club, because they got six, you say six courses. Does each course have its own practice area, driving range?
You know, they have four clubhouses and four practice areas because two of them have two golf courses that emanates from that practice facility. They got one of them that. The Korn Ferry Tour just played at a couple weeks back.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
Of course, called Deer Creek.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It is beautiful. Well, they're all beautiful.
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody can make – it's illegal. They have a law in Georgia that if you build a golf course, it has to be beautiful, right?
Yeah. You know what? And they complied with the law. They did.
Man. Yeah.
It's amazing.
When you get out – because I know you, man. You're kind of an eavesdropping kind of guy.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to be writing a book someday or something, but
yeah.
You keep
the stupid things golfers say.
Yeah, man, because I mean, you're always telling me
start
all,
with
this,
that book.
All the stuff you hear.
All the stuff, man.
All the stuff you hear on a driving range, man, on practice tees and stuff.
Yeah. I'm out there and it just cracks me up as a teacher. I'm standing there and I'm working with somebody and just down the a couple of clicks down the thing here, you know, down the range, you hear these guys talking and some of the crazy stuff. I'm trying to keep this. I'm trying to pull on the club and keep my head down. And how am I supposed to do that? You know, I've got to turn through and I got to do all these things, you know, and you hear things like this and you're like, oh boy.
Uh-huh. Who's he quoting?
Yeah. Like, I don't know, but I want to fling business cards at him as I stand there and teach somebody. I would just flick it down the range. Go, oh, look at that. Happened to be right at your feet.
With those guys, what you know is that they've just watched probably 7 or 8 training videos on YouTube in succession from different guys.
Yeah.
And took one item from each of the videos and going to string them together and figure if one of those techniques works, put all 6 of them together and they must work better.
Oh, that's right. That's exactly right. You hear stuff. Oh my gosh. They hear stuff and they talk to each other. The buddies will go, no, 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 you're doing this. No, no, look at where you're aimed. And no, your club face is, and, but no, no, you got to have your hand more on top. And no, 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 you got to have, oh.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me the things we hear.
Put a little further forward in your stance, man.
Yeah. You know, sometimes we self-edit because we would love to really say what we just heard.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes it was just a little bit too colorful for radio. I heard a handful of those things today. I would like to be able to relate the story, but I'm trying to figure out if, in fact, I truly can relate it.
Well, go ahead and relate it. We'll cut out the parts you can't say.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's not going to be much of the story left. You know, I think you got the bell ringer or the little squeaky noise or the little horn honk or, you know, something. Because there's a bunch of that.
Oh, yeah. We were playing out the Chariot Run last weekend.
Yep.
Had some guys, man, who had never played on fast greens in their life. They were municipal golf course players, man, you know.
Right.
6s and 7s on the stint meter.
Right.
The greens at Chariot Run were running at an 11.8 Sunday.
Wow.
And these guys.
That's really good in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
Slick greens.
These guys could not for the life of themselves figure it out. And we were right behind them and they were just – the language first was very colorful. One guy couldn't understand how a 6-foot putt could go 13 feet past.
You're like, guess what?
They didn't hit it.
It didn't go there all by itself.
No, man, but I loved it, man, because I have found that once you get the technique on how to aim down, fast greens are usually true. Very true.
You got that right. You got that right. Yeah, they just roll so pure when they're cut.
Yeah, but these guys were just so funny. They just could not. They couldn't grasp the concept, first off. First off, they were like, how fast are these?
Yeah.
But when you have a great putt and it just misses and then rolls 20 feet past off the green, you're going to get frustrated. You're going to say some things you probably wouldn't even say on a driving range to people, you know?
things you shouldn't say when your mother's around?
Yeah, exactly.
Unless your mother's a golfer, and then she'll understand.
Yeah, yeah. One of the things that I love about Chariot Run is it's got a very, very elaborate putting green, practice green. It's got a very elaborate practice tee. But there was one guy that he was smacking the tar off the ball. And the guy with him going, oh, man, that's a great one. Oh, man. That's a great drive. And then they had a cynic friend with them who was just sitting there watching behind. And he was going like, yeah, that would have been 20 yards off the fairway. Yeah. He said, I doubt you would have found that one in the heather. Because the guy was, like I said, is hitting the tar out of the ball, but it was spraying all over the place. And it's so easy on a driving range to impress yourself because you're just looking at distance. You don't have to worry about how wide that field is that you're hitting that ball into.
You don't. You don't have to worry about it. Here's the thing. You also don't have to worry about it when you're on the golf course.
Because you should be cognizant of
a little bit. Well, you can be cognizant, but there's that obsessive part of golfers that usually gets in the way. Remember a few weeks back, we were talking to Joe Bosco.
Yeah.
Right? And Joe was very good with players getting them into proper focus. John, you wanted to be hypnotized, right?
Yes, sir.
You wanted to get into where do I want my ball to be and then shut out everything else.
Mm-hmm.
That's what golfers need to be paying attention to when they're on the golf course. Because, yes, we have eyes in our head and we look out there and we see all the places we don't want our ball to be. But what we should be seeing is where we do want our ball to go and just go focus in on that. You know, one thing I've noticed that when we work with a player and we say, where do you want your ball to be? If that's the question, you just look out there and you have 2 seconds and you're going to point to the spot where you want your ball to be. You know what they never do? They never point at the trouble.
This is true. This right? is true. Because they ain't stupid.
So when I say to people, tell me where you want your ball to go, and they point right out there, I'm like, all right, that's the only thing you're looking at from now on. You're just going to tell yourself your ball's going to go there. Let's line you up there. Let's get your focus there. Hit it there. I am stunned at how many average players hit it a lot closer to there when that is their focus.
Speaking of which, hole number 3 at Chariot Run, I have had a mental block with forever. Every time I hit my drive, it's in the left-hand rough. Every time. And the left-hand rough is
the obvious question is, where are you aiming?
Straight in front of me. It's one of those things that you keep telling me I keep doing something wrong and my hands are trying to catch up and I don't turn. And because of that, I compensate and I snap it around, right? I can't remember the words, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, I did that. I got there on hole number 3 on Sunday and I did what you just said. I looked where I wanted the ball to go. And I remembered that when I pull it left, it's because I'm not completely turning. So I took a few extra practice swings just to make sure that I could feel what I was supposed to be doing.
Uh-huh.
And I did it, and I hit it straight as an arrow. It hugged the right-hand edge of the fairway, which is where I wanted to be because it's the easiest angle to the green for the second shot.
Mm-hmm.
Had about a 72-yard pitch to the green, put it on, almost birdied it.
Ooh,
and
ooh.
Ended up just a couple of inches short on the
tap in par. You gotta love a tap in par.
And it just stems from being able to put everything together. Because I hope you people have been listening. You know, of course, some of the things they say are repetitious, but they need to be because you need to hear them often.
Are you on a soapbox?
No, but I should be because I'm just saying because you know, just do it. All right, just pay attention and do it. Because it's a beautiful thing when it comes to fruition. It really is.
Oh, it really makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Doesn't it, though? Especially when other people are with you and they go, ooh.
Yeah. You know, and then all of a sudden you get this little warm, fuzzy thing going on, hey,
yeah.
I kind of like the intention of this.
Maybe I can do that again, man. Pretty cool.
That's incredible. So today I listened to a guy that I worked with 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he came up. And he patted me on the back and said, you know what? He said, I took your advice. I blocked out everything else. I went out and played and I didn't try to overdo anything. And I didn't try to think. He said, I followed the routine that we worked on.
Mm-hmm.
I focused on where I wanted my ball to be. He said, I had one of the best ball striking rounds that I can think of. And at the end of the day, my partner said, I don't think I've ever watched you play an easier round of golf. You didn't struggle any. You broke 80 easily. He says, I don't know how you did it. You didn't screw up at all. And the guy looked at him and said, yeah, wait till tomorrow.
you gotta maintain a realistic approach, man. Just listen and implement and do. All right? Don't think. Plato said to do is to be. And Socrates said to be is to do. And Sinatra said doobie doobie do, I believe. We will be right back with more. Don't you move. Hi, this is John Ashton, and I am sitting here right now in the single most comfortable pair of pants I have ever owned.
They are lounging pants, and I got them from Mack Weldon. Mack Weldon is a premium men's essentials brand. They believe in smart design. They believe in high-quality fabrics. From basics, from socks to shirts, underwear, hoodies, polos, shorts, whatever you need, Mack Weldon's got you not only covered, but they are going to cover you with their comfort guarantee. You get a pair of underpants from Mack Weldon, and you do not think they're the most comfortable ones you've ever had. Okay, well, tell them. They'll let you keep the underwear, and they'll still refund you 100%, no questions asked. You got to get some of this stuff, man. It'll be the go-to stuff in your closet every time. Trust me on this. I want you to take 20% off your first order, and you can do that very easily. Just go to MackWeldon.com/weekend and enter the promo code weekend. All right? MackWeldon.com/weekend. Promo code is weekend. Peruse the website. Buy some stuff. It's the most comfortable things you will ever wear. Get some. You deserve it.
Stunning.
You don't have to hit a shot to fall in love with the Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. Our hotel and golf packages are the way to go. Add the casino and spas, and it's a road trip for the memory book. Safely get back to the game you love with one of the packages found online at FrenchLick.com. Legendary golf at French Lick Resort. A breath of fresh air.
Must be 21 to enter casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
You know, if you want a good cigar, you go to a good cigar shop. You want the best cigar, you go to Famous Smoke Shop. So let Famous Smoke deliver your favorite cigars right to your doorstep at America's lowest prices. Now, Famous opened back in 1939, so that's 80 years experience in the cigar business. And they're putting that experience to work for you, making deals on the cigars that you love, from affordable everyday smokes to your favorite cigars for out on the course to high-end luxury cigars for your next special occasion. And here's an exclusive offer just for our listeners. You take $20 off your purchase of $100 or more when you use the promo code GOLF20. That's GOLF20. Go to famous-smoke.com/golfguys and click the activate button to apply the promo code. You can pick from more than 1,000 cigar brands. They're all fresh and ready to ship from Famous Smoke's climate-controlled 24,000-square-foot humidor. So check out with the promo code GOLF20. That's famous-smoke.com/golfguys. Hey, thanks for hanging and coming back. We are those Weekend Golf Guys. I'm John Ashton. I am in the studio. He is Jeff Smith. He's not even in the golf cave. He's like laying out on the grounds of the Landings Club. Actually, you have to say like the Landings Club. And Savannah,
well,
Georgia.
It's not a stuffy place.
It isn't? No, okay, that's cool.
What are you doing? You're doing your old Thurston Howell routine.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Thurston
Savannah.
The third routine.
Savannah is a stuffy place, okay? Excuse me.
Oh, no, it's not. Are you kidding me?
Oh, man, okay. Unless it's St.
Like
Patrick's.
Party Central
unless
the South. It's like
St. Patrick's Day weekend.
New Orleans, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay,
I went downtown the other night, and I saw a whole bunch of people walking around, you know, and it looked like a big old bar crawl. And it looked like they were going from beautiful location to beautiful location, and everybody's smiling, having a good time. Not like a Mardi Gras or anything, but this looked like a nice, beautiful place. You know.
All right, I got you. I'm with you. Back to the fast greens of Chariot Run that we're playing. A lot of times, because the greens are fast, and because some of us don't hit our approach shots all that high, we sometimes have a tendency to not hold the green.
Yeah.
So our first putt is usually a chip.
Yep.
But again, something about those greens, man, they seemed to accept the chips better. I don't know if it's just because you're playing on a higher quality surface, so you are more careful or not. But I mean, balls were checking up when they should. They were rolling out when they should. And you know me, I'm not that good of a chipper pitcher.
Well,
I can't guarantee I'm going to get it close. I have gotten much better. But still, I mean, these were like textbooks.
I think you've been listening to me finally.
Well,
and implementing things. Listen to this.
Stranger things have happened.
I know. Stranger things have happened, right? But let's think about the chipping technique, the very simple chipping technique, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've taught you and the listeners. As a matter of fact, we did this. Today at the Landings Club, we had a short game clinic where we did some chipping and we did some pitching and we did some pitching out of the rough.
Mm-hmm.
And so we saw some shots. John, I've hammered this into an awful lot of my students. You've heard this ad nauseum. And that's one of the things that's making you a better short game player, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's catching, right? It's all of a sudden it's there. So let's think about the golf club for a moment, and let's think about where the golf ball is on the ground and how are we going to get the bottom of the club to the bottom of the golf ball. How are we going to do that?
Swing it.
We're going to swing it, right? And we're going to scuff the ground right underneath the golf ball, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which means that, you know, it in this sort of a swing, it's kind of like a U-shaped swing,
right,
where there's a bottom to it.
Yeah.
And then it goes up. So today I said to the guys, all right, imagine yourself standing in a gigantic bowl and your ball's at the middle of the bottom. So think of that as the club goes up the side of the bowl, down to the bottom of the bowl, clips the ball at the bottom of the bowl, and then goes right back up. And they looked at me and went, so I don't put the ball back and my hands forward and jam it down? I'm like, no. We want the head to travel up the back of the bowl, down to the bottom of the bowl, and then right back up to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, so that means the ball position would be in the middle. I'm like, yeah.
Duh.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
And the bottom of the swing is also there.
Yeah. Well, what a coincidence.
And he went, huh. So what happened was the bottom of the club head was scuffing the ground right below the ball, and the ball pops straight up in the air. Guy's got a 56 degree club in his hand, right?
Uh-huh.
Pops straight up into the air and lands softly.
Uh-huh.
Checks up. And he looks at me and goes, tour pros do that. I'm like, yeah, tour pros do that.
And that's
like,
how.
Wait a minute. He goes, I didn't put my ball back and my hands forward. I didn't tilt back. I'm like, you're right. I didn't say any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, and I got the shot I've always wanted and never had. And I said, oh, huh, go figure. and he looked at me and went, yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
I said, how many of those do you want to hit? And he goes, I'm going to hit a lot of them like that now. I said, okay, so what did we have? We had a swing that the club was up into the air and down in front. And, you know, oddly enough, he realized that at the bottom, the shaft was pointed back up at his belly. It was a straight up and down shaft. And the club head was essentially, his wrists were uncocking and the club head just was skimming the ground right below the golf ball when the shaft was vertical again. And all of a sudden the ball just popped up in the air easily enough. And he said, I don't think I'll ever scull a ball again.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I love the sound of that.
And then you can change the length and stuff by just changing either how far of an arc you take with the club in the swing, or change to a higher lofted club or whatever too, can't you?
Yeah. And you know, interestingly enough, I showed him this really cool thing in this clinic. I'm stood up there and some of these guys are going, oh my God, that's the simplest thing I've ever heard. The proper length of shaft for the shot that you're after, right? So you never stick it in the ground and you don't lift up and scull it.
Uh-huh.
It's really simple, right? So you set the club on the ground behind the golf ball with the club face pointed exactly where you want your ball to start flying. And you don't grip it yet. You get your body all settled in. You get the shaft straight up and down. And then you tip over and drop your hands. And wherever, how far the hands are hanging down naturally, and the club's already touching the ground right behind the golf ball,
uh-huh,
that's the place where you connect.
Oh, cool.
Instead all of right, saying it as simply as, yeah, you're going to grip down on the club, the answer is, well, how far? And the question right back that I ask is, well, what's your posture? Because whatever your posture is, if you stand taller, you'll need a little taller length on the shaft, right? If
sure,
you
yeah,
get down a little lower, it'll be lower on the shaft.
Yeah.
And all those things make sense. And everybody goes, yeah, duh. I'm like, yes.
Because then it's just an extension of your arms.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now all they do is they sling the head down and they go, oh, so now I can sling it down because I won't stick it in the ground. And then I'll have the right length of club when I do sling it down that it gets below the ball. And I'm like, yes, you got it.
Uh-huh.
So guess where we chipped from? The tight grass. And nobody stuck a club in the ground. And then we went to the tighter grass, the fringe of the green, and we did it there. And everybody's like, oh my God, I'm scared to do this. And then we went to the tightest grass on the golf course with a firm surface underneath, and we did the same thing, and you could not tell. I just took a group of five regular old amateur players from the 20 handicapper down to the 10 handicapper. And I got them to hit that shot, a high softy off the tightest grass that we can find on any golf course. And we did it on that practice surface. And they're looking at me like, you got to be kidding me. We're doing this. I'm like, yeah, we're doing this. And you know what? There wasn't a mark on it.
There's not a better feeling in the world. Not a better feeling in the world to actually hit a chip the way you have seen them in your head being hit over and over again, but have never really been able to do on a consistent basis.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, then we took them over to the rough and we said, guess what, fellas? We're dropping balls in this Bermuda gruff. It's all gnarly. You know, the ball sits halfway down right away. Yep. There's no real tall blades of grass. It's like hitting it out of a Brillo pad. It's really kind of annoying, honestly. It really is. But I said, okay, here's what we're going to do, fellas. Remember that stuff we just talked about? And they said, yeah, we're going to throw all that out. I'm like, no, we're going to use it exactly as we talked about. But now I'm going to give you permission to thump the ground. Huh. I gave them a hinge and thump, John.
Uh-huh.
You know what happened to the balls.
Oh, yeah. They popped out.
Yeah.
They went exactly where they were supposed to go, man.
And then what they did when they got there, they stopped.
They do. Yeah.
And they looked at that and they went, what? I'm like, yeah, this is a hinge and thump. And I got them to hinge their wrists up in the air and send that shaft straight down. And they thumped it and the ball went up in the air and they're like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I can do this? I'm like, yeah, you're allowed to. Go ahead. You're welcome.
This is when guys start hitting it into the rough on purpose, just to show off.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is I'd walk around to these guys, you know, and every shot they hit, they're amazed at. And I just walk by and I say, you're welcome. And just kept on going down the line. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Looking at me like. That's just a tad obnoxious, buddy.
But you know what? We had fun in the clinic.
Yeah.
We enjoyed it, right?
That's something that when next year pops around, we're going to be doing. We're going to be holding
those weekend golf guys clinics.
Clinics, indeed we are. Yeah. And all these things that you have heard about and seem to still be mystified by, like the hinge and thump, which is a magical shot.
Unreal, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful, man. It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful little finesse move.
Yep. Yep.
And yet we still call it a thump.
Yeah.
And yet it's a finesse shot. And it's amazing what happens.
Yeah.
And people don't grip it the same way, but they grip it in a way that their wrists work.
Mm-hmm. And the whole concept of putting your wrist where they belong, not where you want them to be, if that's the right way of saying it.
Yeah. It's a matter of what you need done.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can line up the wrist joints to do that, you can hinge and unhinge and thump the bottom of that club right on the surface, right below the golf ball. And it is magic. And people look at it and they went, so this is what Phil Mickelson does? And I said, what does the ball tell you?
Yeah.
And they said, this is what Phil Mickelson does.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It jumps up in the air so softly and lands so softly. And I mentioned it. I said, it's landing so softly. It's like a butterfly landing and he's got sore feet. And they're like, that's a little bit descriptive. I'm like, yeah. Right.
All right.
And I had a guy that was kind of jabbing at it a little bit. You know, he would take it back a short distance. And I said, hey, tell me who some of your favorite smooth swinging golfers are. And he goes, yeah, I like Vijay Singh. Vijay Singh's good. I'm like, yeah. How about Fred Couples? He goes, oh, yeah, he's silky smooth. I said, how about Phil? He goes, oh, yeah. He's so. I said, it's okay. Do any of those guys take it back really short and jerk through it? And they went, no. I said, they're all kind of long, supple, soft swingers, right? And they're really smooth.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not enough O's in smooth for you. And he looked at me and he goes, oh, yeah. And so he steps back from a ball and does a couple of them. I'm like, how slow can you go while still going long? He says, what do you mean? I said, just make a long, slow swing. Let's see if you can make a long, slow swing and hit the ball only about 5 yards. And he did it on the first one. He went, oh, I felt that in my hands.
Mm-hmm.
That club just dropped down and the shaft got vertical right down below the ball and it came right back up. Like, what a wonderful feeling that is. And he started to do it with a ball in front of him. He's like, oh my gosh, I've got to play golf like this. He looked at me and goes, I just want to work on my short game now. This is, I got to do this.
And
that kind of,
yeah,
that kind of response is wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, as a coach, as a teacher.
Yeah.
Definitely. That kind of response is just wonderful.
And that kind of results is just wonderful too, as a student, let me tell you.
Oh yeah.
When no you doubt. Do it, you know, when the guy says, just take a nice slow swing, and you take a nice slow swing and you go, wow, it works just like you said it was going to. Marvelously.
Yeah.
It's great. Again, you know, soapbox being what they are, you can take this with however many grains of salt you want to.
Yeah, right.
There are all kinds of things you can do. I mean, you know, you can watch videos, you can read magazines, you can ask your buddies, or even pay a couple bucks and you can take a lesson. Or two.
Yeah.
I suggest you go more than two. And I'll explain why. I've got a story to illustrate that when we come right back. Hang out. We are Those Weekend Golf Guys. I was so excited the other day. I was racing home because my wife called and said, I think the Theragun thing showed up. I have been waiting for this for a while now, you know, because pain. I don't like it. Muscle tension, muscle pain. When I play golf, I get a little pain in the elbow. And I read that the Theragun would be perfect for that. It's a handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using scientifically calibrated combination of depth and speed and power. It's great. And it's quiet, like an electric toothbrush. And in fact, I had mine on first time. I was, is this thing on? Yeah, it's that quiet. You wonder. I need you to try the Theragun for 30 days because it helps with the muscle pain. It helps with the golf elbow. And there's no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4 with an OLED screen, personalized Theragun app, and the quiet and power that you need. It starts at only $199. Go to Theragun.com/weekend right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's Theragun.com/weekend. Theragun.com/weekend. Best $199 you'll ever spend. Theragun.com/weekend. All right, we are back a few minutes together. Yet, I'm John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith. We've been talking about different things that you can do better when you basically take a lesson. You know, maybe you've got a guy who can show you how to use the force plates, which can help you hit it much farther. Maybe you've got a guy who could show you how to hinge and thump, or a guy who can teach you whatever. But don't just go and say, okay, I'm going to take a lesson and that's going to do it for me. You remember Beth Daniel, the LPGA?
I do. Yeah. Uh-huh.
She was what, Sea Island, Georgia's where her home course, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sounds right.
The pro down there who taught her how to play, whose name escapes me, and I ask forgiveness for that.
There's a few of them down there. Big names, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Jack Lumpkin, right? That, Jack Lumpkin.
That
big
may have
name,
been him. He had a sign in the pro shop advertising lessons, and they weren't cheap. They were a couple $100 for a series of three, or more than that for a series of six. I think it went up to a series of 10. And then it said one lesson, $10,000. And you ask him, why one lesson? What do you learn in that one lesson? He said, well, you don't really learn anything, but obviously with one lesson, you're looking for a miracle. And if you want a miracle, you're going to pay for a miracle.
Pay for it. Yeah, there you go. That's great. You're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah. So that's why a lot of us say, well, I'll take a lesson. I'll learn. No, take some, because you don't retain everything you hear. You need repetition over time. So, you know, you take a lesson and you'll remember maybe a third of it. And then you take another lesson, you'll remember maybe two thirds of it. And then the third lesson, and you finally got it down and it's working and you remember how to do it without looking at Jeff going, how is that again? Can you show me that again, Jeff? Because even he has a limit to his patience. Voice of experience talking.
I've only had a couple of people, folks, who've actually pushed the limitation that I've got, right? And one of them is chuckling right now.
And I still got the plaque to prove it and everything. It was really cool, man. Really cool. You can take
it, it did cost me a pretty penny to make you that plaque.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate it. So you can check out some of Jeff's stuff online at thoseweekendgolfguys.com. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/golfguys. Sign up. Join us with the League of Extraordinarily Average Golfers. That's where a lot of the Facebook Live stuff is going to be coming up in the new year. And you don't want to miss any of that. Trust me. I've seen it. You don't want to miss any of it. Repeat after me.
I don't want to miss any of that.
All right. ThoseWeekendGolfGuys.com, Facebook.com/golfguys. Take a lesson. Take two lessons. Take a bunch of lessons. And go south if you need to stay warm. But just do it. Just play some golf.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.